So Krishna is in front. They looked at Krishna one more time. They gained confidence. They remembered how Bakasur, this asur, was killed right in front of them. He will handle. This is his homework. So we are not into it. And with that saying, they all entered. Karataadanai. They started clapping and singing. And calves are also entering with their tails upraised. There. So many of them running right inside the mouth of Aghasur. So there are thousands of them, and the Krishna was listening to all this conversation. Is this real one? Is this a diorama? Is this what? And Krishna was listening to all this conversation, and he knew that although he's motionless and he's doing real good act, and making his friends think that this is just a statue or just a part of the Vrindavan scene, Krishna knew he's a real demon. Came to disturb my friends and our pastimes. And Niroddham Bhagavan Manodadhe. Krishna wanted to forbid his friends. Hey, boys, friends, stop. He's trying to stop them. But there's so many of them, and it's too late. Most of the boys, friends, cows were already inside the mouth and the body of Aghasur. Oh, my God. Now, who is the God? My God. He said, my God, now. God said, my God, now. What is now going to happen? He's taking that role as if he has. So Krishna, now he is thinking, now he has two things to do. He has to kill the demon, keeping in the mind that his friends and all the cows are protected. But they are inside the body of the demon. He could chop them, chop the body of the Aghasur, but then that would be end of his friends also. So he has this dilemma now. What? I want to protect my friends. At the same time, I have to kill this demon. Now, there are two other parties now. One party is behind the clouds. The demigods had assembled, and they're all exclaiming, alas! Because they were thinking, because now Krishna also entered. So far Krishna was out there. They thought he could do something, but Krishna also entered the mouth of the Aghasur. And the demigods were thinking, oh, he also did not realize this was a real demon. Now having seen Krishna also entered the body, the mouth, of the Aghasur, then the demigods were in total anxiety, and they're screaming, and alas, they're crying, and now what's going to happen? So that's one party, but there's another party, the demon party. They had good time. the news also reached them. How it works, we don't know. I don't know. They have come to know. Kamsa and others, they have come to know, and they are having celebration. Firecrackers, and you know, they are distributing laddus, and they have great time. Singing, dancing. Oh, finally, 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 we got him, caught him. It's going to be end of him. So while this whole scene is there in Vrindavan, on the land, in Brajamandal, Aghasur, coward boys, Krishna also in there, the demigods up there, and the demons, there are different reactions. So, of course, Krishna had a plan. With a purpose, he entered the body of Aghasur. He had his strategy all worked out. It doesn't take much time. He doesn't have to telephone anyone. No consultation. He knows what to do. He is the boss. And boss is always right. His boss always right. He knows what to do. So he has entered, and Tarasa Vavradhe Gale. So as everyone is inside now, the demon is trying to. Of course, one thing that has happened immediately: Aghasur closes the mouth. Everyone has been trapped now. And he has this mountain range, like, you know, their teeth, and he's trying to get them, crush them, eat them, gobble them up. Different things are happening inside. And by this time, you could imagine the coward boys, they all have lost their lives. Each one of them. Not only coward boy, of course the cow, same thing. Very, very serious, very emergent. The top, the worst time ever. Then Krishna, he begins growing in size. Grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And the demon, he had his lips all tight. As soon as everyone was in, that upper lip which was touching the skies had closed. But then Krishna is trying to open that again. And he grows in size, compelling, forcing the demon to open the mouth, and with that the demon has lost his Sukhdev Goswami is describing this, his eyes got bulging eyes, and from Murdhani lost his life. Very well. Are you happy? Depends which party you belong to. So, then Krishna's task was to. So, demon was killed, but you know, his friends were all unconscious and gone. Praneshu. And Krishna with drishtya, with his glance only, merciful glance, he's looking at everyone there, all his friends, all the cows, and they all Get up. Wake up. And they don't even did not even know what had happened. They were brought back to life by the Lord. But as they got up, as if nothing had happened, they all ran out. They all ran out of the Agassur's body. And this is all Java. Mukunda Bhagavan Vinirjayo. Mukunda, the liberator. Mukunda, Krishna, liberated them. Tato Atirishtaha. Everyone is happy now. What are the different parties now? Happy parties are the suras. Asuras and suras. Suras are mentioned here. We have Sura Das Prabhu here. Like that. Sura. So Sura, what are they doing? They're showering flowers on Krishna and company. Flowers are being showered. Where are they? We should have some flowers. The Apsaras, what are they doing? Nartanai. Apsaras begin dancing. You have some Apsaras? They begin dancing. But they are jubilant now. Now Kamsa and party, they all shut up. They have become morose. They thought they had finally a good time, but that did not last very long. Now all those who are up in the sky and they are having good time, celebration, showering of flowers, Apsaras are dancing, and Gandharvas are singing. Many Gandharva.
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya
Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha
Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya 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 Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha
Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha
Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
describe this Gasur demon killing pastime by Sukadeva Goswami. Then he was concluding. This is one of the final statements in that chapter. This is very important. What Sukadeva Goswami has to say is very important. He said that Krishna killed this demon when he was 5 years old. He was Kumar. And of course coward boys were there, they had witnessed this pastime. But only Paugandaki, when he entered his Pauganda age, that is after he was 6 years old, about 1 year later, after 1 year, the coward boys talked about this pastime to their parents. The practice is, whatever they see, something wonderful, something extraordinary, the highlights of that day, the coward boys, they return, they make their parents sit down. Daddy, daddy, come here. Come here. I say, come here. Sit down. Mommy, where are you? It's evening news time. Evening news. And each home, the coward boys are making their parents, their relatives, friends, those who did not go out there. So many things happened. Now they have to be shared. So the coward boys, they shared this with others, with the parents. This becomes talk of the town. So whatever pastimes of that day taken place, by the evening time, whole Vrindavan comes to know. Everyone comes to know. They don't have to wait till next morning's daily newspaper. It's already found. So this is a daily practice. But this particular pastime of Aghasur killing, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned, after 1 year, the coward boys shared this pastime with the parents and others. King Parikshit, Raja Parikshit, was thinking that he had this feeling that, and he was going to change the topic and go on to say something more. The King Parikshit wanted to know, what did he say? So we'll get back to that. I think there's something very wonderful thing is going to come up before we get to that. I just wanted to mention, just introduce that idea briefly. So there's just one final philosophical statement here. Sukadeva Goswami has said that so what happened to this Aghasura is, of course, when Krishna kills a demon, that's Krishna's mercy upon that demon. He's liberated. Because Krishna entered the body of that Aghasura demon. Krishna entered. The yogis are struggling so that Krishna would enter their heart and sit there. And here Krishna entered. So Sukadeva Goswami, if one remembers the Lord, brings him into his heart and remembers him even once, Manomayi Bhagavatim Dadau Gatim. He will attain the salvation. Just bring him into the heart once. Manomayi, thinking by force, Srila Prabhupada translates that word. Bringing Lord into the heart, you may even do a little forcefully, a little struggle. You are bringing him in. And that's enough for attaining salvation. So this is how, by bringing Krishna in, Krishna personally entered his body and he was seeing and thinking of the Lord, this Aghasura was, and he was, he attained perfection. And then, of course, Sukadeva, if that is the case, then what to speak of someone who is Nityatma Sukhanubhutya Bhi, one who is always with great pleasure, is thinking of Krishna, meditating upon Krishna, is Savai Manaha Krishna Padaravindayo, his mind is fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, then what to speak of that person's great fortune. So we want to make sure, if we had not thought of Krishna, brought him into our hearts before, we want to do that now, right now, next 30 seconds, then, right, it's done. Just once, said, just once. Then it is guaranteed all those who are here. So it's easy because Lord is standing right in front of you. Bhagavatam is there. So we are getting 30 seconds now. You have to be alert. If you're sleepy, then we'll have a your Ishtadev, bring him in and think of him. Think of his lotus feet. Pray to him so that he stays in. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who pulled the chariot of Jagannath, Rath Yatra in Los Angeles is coming up. You'll be pulling the chariot and trying to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my mind is Vrindavan, Moraman Vrindavan. So I want Krishna to reach Vrindavan. And you could do that because my mind is Vrindavan. If he enters my mind, heart, that is Vrindavan. So, take Krishna in. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. It's another form of the Nam Prabhu, another form of the Lord, the name form, Leela form. Okay, so thank you for your endeavor, successful endeavor. I'm trying to bring Krishna in. Rajo Vacha. So the end of this chapter now would lead to the next chapter. This is still the end of 12th chapter. So Raja, the king, I already said earlier. His question now is, how come that this pastime took place when the Krishna covered boy, they're all 5 years old, and for 1 year no one knew nothing about this, and then suddenly after 1 year everyone found out. Tad bruhi me mahayogin param kautuhalam guraho. I'm becoming very, very anxious to know more about this. This sounds very mysterious to me. Nunam edad harir eva maya bhavati nanyatha. Certainly I see some Krishna's hand here, some Krishna's maya, Hari's maya. Otherwise, how come for 1 year no one heard this pastime? Vayam dhanyatama loke gurupi kshatra bandhavaha yat pibamo muhustvattaha punyam krishna kathamritam. Says, oh, we are very fortunate, and we are also very fortunate, is what he is talking about. That we are fortunate because we are able to hear. Yat pibamo, we are all drinking. What are we drinking? Punyam Krishna Katha Amritam. Amrit. Amrit is normally liquid, right? Srimad Bhagavatam Brahma. Not Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Of eating and drinking, which is easier? Huh? Drinking is easy. In the beginning, it doesn't say eat Bhagavatam. It says drink Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. It is juicy. You could drink. Muhu raho rasika. Vibhavukaha. Oh, rasikas. You all are rasik. You all like ras. One who likes ras is called rasik. Ras. Kathamrit. Ras. Juice. Nectar. So he says, we are very fortunate that you are sharing this Kathamrit with us. Although, and he's using this one word here, the kshatra bandhavaha. Although unqualified kshatriya, I'm just so called kshatriya, you know. Why is he thinking like this? Because the way he had treated that Shamik Rishi, remember when he was thirsty? And he asked, hey, water, could someone get water? I'm very thirsty. And he had seen that Shamik Rishi sitting in a trance. For the first time, King Parikshit thought, look up the hospitality of this sage. I'm asking for a water. And immediately he's posing, sitting, because he's trying to avoid receiving guests and giving him water. He is just making a show of being in trance. He's not in trance. So this was his thought. And he picks up a snake, dead snake, with his arrow and puts that around the neck of that. He was genuinely, he was in trance, he was in samadhi. He did not even notice. King Parikshit arrived and snake around his neck and went away. Only when his son had come, Shrungi had come, and he had cursed, "Hey, the person who has done this, you will have to die. Only 7 days." And then he sits down to listen to Bhagavatam, because he had only 7 days. We also listen to Bhagavatam for 7 days sometimes. Sometimes we do this because we also have to die within 7 days. Each one of us will be dying in within 7 days. Ah, sorry. Someone will die on Monday. Someone will die on Thursday. Someone on Friday. Someone on Tuesday. Like that? Within 7 days. One of those days. Within 7 days. So that's another good reason why 7 days. Some connections. So King Parikshit was thinking, you know, this is that's me. I offended that great sage. I'm just Kshatra Bandhavaha. But it is Guruho, you are great spiritual master, and you're sharing this Kathamritam. You had been doing this for past 4 or 5 days now. This is the 10th canto. Started the first canto, so first 4 or 5 days. The Krishna Janma is usually on the 4th day, because the beginning of the 10th canto was Sukhdev Goswami was describing that on the 4th day, Krishna's appearance. So this is 4th afternoon or 5th day beginning. No, this is actually beginning only, beginning. So it's 4th day. So he had been talking continuously for 4 days, and Vayam Dhanyatamaha, we are very, very fortunate. Dhanya also meaning wealthy. We are wealthy. We are getting enriched. Dhanya. You are Dhanya. Dhanyatamaha. We are very rich, enriched. So how are we becoming rich? Because we are getting this wealth of the holy name or holy pastimes. It's all wealth. Darshan is wealth. This is how one becomes wealthy. And these riches will satisfy one, satisfy the soul. That is what we are. Other riches, worldly riches, may entertain the body and the senses, but deep within, there'll be always dissatisfaction. The real self will only be satisfied by feeding this Krishna Kathamrit. Punyam Krishna Kathamritam Yat Pibamo Muhustvattaha. Again and again and again and again you are feeding us Twattaha from your lotus mouth. This is emanating. So he's expressing his gratitude towards the king. And she is very amazing. Now Sruta Goswami has to, only Sruta Goswami could say this, not Parikshit, not Sukadeva Goswami. What is he saying? He says, listen to this, that as Sukadeva Goswami heard about this inquiry, could you please tell me that how come immediately, but only after 1 year, only after when children grew up 6 years old. So when Badarayani Ittham Suprishta Sutu Badarayani, when Badarayani Sukadeva Goswami heard this, something changed for Sukadeva Goswami. For a while there was a complete silence. The speaker is in trance. He loses his all external consciousness. Because he's reminded of the exciting pastimes which took place during that 1 year. He was thinking this is very, very confidential thing. He was trying to skip over. But because of this inquiry, immediately he was turned inward and he starts looking within, observing those pastimes, losing total external consciousness. And because Sruta Goswami was there when this happened, when Sukadeva Goswami was talking to King Parikshit, Sruta Goswami was in the audience, so he's sharing this. Krishrad Punarlabdha Bahiradrushi. He says, it took a lot of effort to bring Sukadeva Goswami to his external consciousness so that he could continue to talk again or to respond to the inquiry that has been made by King Parikshit. Shanai. Only gradually, and after great effort, pratyahatam, pratyaha. Some question was raised. Now, prati means counter statement, or in other words, reply was given by King Parikshit. Now, additional information or inside story, you might want to call it, has been provided by our acharyas. They say that this is not the first time he went in trance. This used to happen from time to time to get him out. Especially Janmanjaya, they mentioned, who was the son of King Parikshit. He had all the instruments ready, drums, conch shells, all the sankirtan samagris. If this happens, then they would be beating drums, singing out loud, blowing up conch shells, trumpets, kettle drums, And after a lot of that effort, then he would be again with them. Oh, what happened? Okay, by the way, you would continue. So this is one time this has happened. Especially because of the nature of very wonderful, confidential pastime. That inquiry was made about, and then as soon as inquiry was there, he started thinking, and he was not with them. Okay, he's back with King Parikshit and others. And he says, Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhaga Tvaya Bhagavata Uttama. You are Bhagavata Uttam. You are Uttam amongst all the Bhagavatas. Bhagavat means Granth Bhagavat, Book Bhagavat, and also Person Bhagavat. You are Person Bhagavat, but you are the topmost. Sukhdev Goswami is addressing King Parikshit like that. And he says, Yat Nutana Yasi Ishasya Shranavanapi Katha Muhu. You know, you make the katha very lively. You make it kind of, you renovate your, make it newer and fresh. The way you inquire, the way you take interest. You never say, oh, you know, I have heard this many times, you know what, so many times. I know already. And that person never asks questions because he knows if his question has been raised, then katha will be longer. He wants to make sure katha is finished on time or before time. But King Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami says, you are enlivening me and making this topic is ever fresh, but you are even making it fresher. He's complimenting. Sadhu, sadhu prashtam. Nice question, nice question. And he says, it is like, striyam vitanam eva. Like the debauchees, the sex mongers. The way they take keen interest in this sex related, woman related, man-woman relationship-related topics. They relish, they contemplate, they inquire, they keep it lively. The Hollywood, that's how they stay in business. So just like that, I was comparing. But that's, so you are also keeping this topic alive. And of course, one, your topic is about prem, love, and the other topics are about the lust. That's the difference. Shranushva Avahito Rajan, please listen with attention. Guhyam Vadamite, I'm going to share something very confidential. Not that king was not listening. From time to time, Sukhdev Goswami does say, please listen. That doesn't mean he's sleeping. No, King Parish is not sleeping. But just to get his attention even more, I'm going to say something. Okay? Are you with me? Not you. He's asking King Parikshit. So please listen. And he also says, Bruyu snigdhasya shishyasya guravo guhyam api yuta. Says, when submissive inquiry is made by the disciple, then the guru is compelled to share even something that is very confidential. From submissive disciple, nothing is hidden. Spiritual master conceals nothing. He reveals unto such disciple. So again, complimenting. Oh, nice question. So I'm going to tell you. And he begins now the narration. After killing of Aghasur was done, in next two chapters he talks of the pastime that lasts for 1 year.